Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God. We are grateful that the Most High God know our name. He know our address in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we are so grateful this morning that we are under the shadow of your almighty wings, and we are calling on your name like never before in the mighty holy name of Jesus. You are righteous, Father. You are the King of kings. We bless your name today, Lord God. We honor you today in the name of Jesus. We call on you. We call on you. You are King and you are Lord. So, Father, this morning we thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do on Bible Story Land. Oh, God, we are thankful that you, the Most High God, are here with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We come to praise you this morning.
Comforted.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they when they are reviled and persecute you, when they revile you and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, senior citizens, for great is your reward in heaven. So they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You, senior citizens, are the salt of the earth, but the salt loses its flavor. If the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So I thank God for the senior citizens. This is Senior Citizens Day. And as seniors, I thank God for the Word of God. I thank God for the Word of God being on the inside of us. As senior citizens, we have learned obedience through the things that we have suffered. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 says, hold on 1 second, I'm looking for verse 8 right here. Hold on. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience through the things he suffered. So Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered, and guess what? We're doing the same thing. We learned obedience even from children. We were taught, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And you know that word has stuck with us all of our lives. Honor your father and your mother that your days may be long. So thank God he's given us longevity as senior citizens. And you know what? Sometimes suffering is required. That's how we learn to obey God. You know, when your children were little and they were about to touch the stove, you say, uh-uh, don't do that. You snap their little hand. You say, burn, hot, hot, hot. And sometimes they did it anyway and they got burned and they said, uh-oh, they learned not to do that no more. So obedience is to God is very, very important. In order to love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength, we must obey him in all things, not just some things. But we got to obey God in all things. We can't choose what we want to obey him. We say, okay, well, I'm not going to obey God, you know, right now to read the word. Mm-mm. I know he want me to read the word, but I'm not going to. Oh, yeah, but I'm going to pray every day. Oh, no, I'm not going to go to church every Sunday. I'm not going to obey God in that area. We can't choose. We got to obey him in everything. What if God said, okay, today I'm going to stop the world, kill off everybody? Whoa, I bet you we'd be running in his presence, reading his word, being obedient then. So when we, in order to love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength, we must obey him in all things. And you know what? Noah didn't know about rain. He never heard of rain before. But he obeyed God. He built the ark. And because of his obedience, he and his family were saved. And we're no different. When we obey God, our families and us, we're going to be saved, saved from destruction. Abraham waited for years and years for the promise. God promised him. And then when God told Abraham to take his only son, Isaac, and offer him as a burnt offering, Abraham obeyed God, and God saved him. God spared Isaac. And he gave Abraham and Isaac a ram in the bush. And that's how he does us. He's so good to us.
Oh, yes.
He always have a ram in the bush for us. Obedience is not about understanding what God tells us to do. It means that even when we don't understand God, we have to trust him and know that he is God and that he's not a man that he should lie. And neither is he the son of man that he should repent. He shall do it. If he's spoken it, he shall make good his word. So we thank God this morning for, you know, he honors his word above his name. He exalts his word. He magnifies his word. He honors his word. But whosoever keepeth his word, verily is the love of God perfected. Herein we know that we are in him because we obey and we keep his word. He said, I know him and keep not his. He that said, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. We must obey God no matter what our age is. No matter what age we are. We're 90 years old, we still have understanding, we still got to obey him. No matter what age. We're 15, we know God, we still got to obey him. We are not exempt from obedience to God. He is our creator, and he knows what's best. And on that note, we're getting ready to praise the Lord. We have Miss Lou Dell on with us this morning and Mother Fanny. Mother Fanny is from, good morning, Miss Lou Dell, from Daytona Beach, Florida. And Mother Fanny, you going to sing this morning or are you going to pray for the senior citizens? Which one?
I'm going to sing and I'll probably pray too, whatever the Spirit lead me to do.
All righty. Well, would you sing first, and then I'm going to call on Ms. Lou Dell, and then after that I'll come back and call you to pray. How's that?
That's okay.
Thank you, Ms. Mother Fanny. Go ahead.
I know it was his blood. I know it was his blood. Save me.
Maybe the last time, I don't know. never sang a song. Maybe the last time, I don't know where. I don't know. I don't know, Lord. I don't know, really. Maybe the last time, I don't know. Well, it may be the last time we all pray together. Maybe the last time, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, Lord. I don't know. Well, it may be the last time. Well, it may be the last time we all sing together. Maybe the last time, I don't know. Well, I don't know. I don't know, Lord. I don't know. Well, it may be the last time sing together. Maybe the last time we all see each other. Maybe the last time, I don't know where. Maybe the last time we all see each other. Maybe the last time, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't know, Lord. I don't know. Well, it may be the last time, I don't know. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Miss Liddell. Oh, I love that song. It may be the last time. We don't know.
You don't know.
Only God knows.
Only God.
And you know what? We don't know. But we thank God for life. Every day, wake us up. And we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, we have Ruth on with us this morning, and she lives in Amelia Island, I believe. Good morning, Sister Ruth.
Good morning.
Where do you live? Is it Ruth? Is it Amelia Island or?
Well, some people say Amelia Island, but I call it Fernandina.
All right, Fernandina Beach. We're grateful. She's gonna do a poem that she wrote for senior citizens. So go right ahead.
Okay. The poem that I wrote is entitled "Somebody to Call His Name." In the quiet of silence, I heard him say, "Is somebody calling my name?"
The angels cry, Hosanna.
Is there anybody on the earth calling my name? The angels cry, Hosanna. My heart longs to hear somebody on the earth calling my name. Somebody calling on Jesus. In the quiet of silence, I heard him say, "Will you call my name?" And out of my belly came a cry like no other. Jesus, I'll call your name. Jesus, Jesus, I'll be the voice in the earth calling your name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In the quiet of silence, I heard him say, "I'll answer somebody to call
his name." That's all right.
Amen.
Amen.
I love it. Somebody can call his name. What a beautiful poem that is. She wrote that poem. I thank God for her writing more poems and making a book collection of poems. That was awesome.
Oh, yes.
I thank God for the prayers and the poem. In a minute, Mother Fanny is going to say a prayer for senior citizens. And right after that, we have Karen Itell on with us from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning,
Teresa.
All right, God for you. Now, Mother Fanny is going to pray, and then right after that, Karen, it's Senior Citizens Day, so can you play Amazing Grace or something like that?
I'll do it.
All right, thank you. All right, Mother Fanny, we need prayer as senior citizens.
Okay. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for life, health, and strength.
God, I thank you for the blood still running warm in my veins.
Yes.
I thank you for the many things you have done for me and some of others. God, I thank you. I thank you because you are worthy. I thank you because you are God. I thank you because you are Alpha. I thank you because you are holy. You are righteous. Lord, you love us so much. You do so much for us. We just don't understand. If we don't understand, we don't really understand how good and great you is to us. We love you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We give you everything we got. We do not hold back on our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. We give him everything we have in the name of Jesus. And I pray you remember all Jesus says. I pray you remember them, Lord. Lead them and guide them the way you want them all to go. All to go. Lead us all, Father. All our sinners. Oh, God, help these words come out like you want them to come out in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, I thank you, Father. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for Jesus most of all. Died on the cross to save me and save others. And Lord God, you didn't have to do it, but you did it for the whole wide world. And Father God, why can't we love you? Why can't we love you? Why can't we do the thing that you want us to do? Why are we so hard-headed and don't want to obey you, Lord? We shall obey you. We shall do what you say in the name of Jesus. Father, forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for the wrong things and the wrong things we are doing in our lives. God, you are so good. You are so good. Why can't we love you and love you like never before? Father, we need you. We can't survive. Our family members need you, Lord. Some of them don't even go to church. Some of them don't even member church. But, Lord, draw your people in like never before. Father, you have the power to do whatever needs to be did. All of your will is in your hands. Oh, my God, you fix it. You fix what needs to be fixed. Oh, in the name of Jesus. The God on the sick and the shedding and Cadets of Augustine, the prayers of the reed family, and the blind and so on. Look down on your people. Oh, God, have your way in this world like never before. Move, Father, like never before. Father God, we need you. We need you. We need you. But come to our rescue and make everything all right in the name of Jesus. And I thank you. I give you the praise, and I give you the glory. I give you everything that you have given me and you have poured upon me, Lord Jesus. And I really, really thank you. I really, really love you. Oh, God, I pray day in and day out, all through the night, all through the day,
Jesus.
Father. Fall in my mind, I'm to call on Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, you is so good.
Jesus.
You are so holy. You are so right. Lord, help your people. Help us all.
Thank
we
you,
all stand in a need of prayer. In
thank
the name
you,
of Jesus. Now, strike your people.
Thank
you, us all. And we
you,
will follow. In the name of Jesus, I pray this morning. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Fan.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Carol. Amazing grace. You know, God's grace is so amazing. And we're so grateful for the Most High God. He loves us so much. And His grace is amazing. If it wasn't for His grace and mercy, we would not be alive today. Thank God for grace and mercy. And we have another strong with us this morning from California, Sister Sheena. Good morning, Sister Sheena. Would you like to say a prayer for the seniors this morning?
Yes, praise the Lord. Yes.
And then right
praise
after
God.
That, we have Jack Travis. She's going to sing, and then the Word of God is coming on. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, this morning, God. Father, I just thank you this morning, God, for rising, waking us up this morning with a sound mind, God. Father, I thank you this morning, God. For God, your word is quicker than and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, God. God, and piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow and the descendant of the thoughts and intents of our heart. God, we just thank you, Lord God, this morning, God, that we are yet in the land of the living, God. Father, that you chose us to wake up this morning, God. You chose us, God, because you know, God, there is great need of your word, great need of your warriors, God, coming together and dismantling Satan. Territory, letting them know, God, that you are still on the throne and that you're still doing miracles and that you're still working great in us. You say, greater is he that is in us than in this world, God. Father, you brought us some 60, some 50, some 70, 80, and 90 years old, God.
Yes,
it's only
yes.
by your hands, God. It's only by your grace, God. Oh, God, so many have gone on. But, God, we are the salt of this earth, God, and we're thanking you for the power of the blood. We're thanking you for this radio program. We're thanking you, Lord, for Sister G. We're thanking you, Lord, for all these mothers on the line, God. We're on the battlefield, God. We're in our prayer closet, God. We're calling on the name of Jesus this morning, God, because our world is sick and dying. We don't know what's going to happen, but we know our hope lies in you, Lord. Oh, God, we just thanking you, Lord, for these years, God. We thanking you, Lord, for all that you're doing, God. God, when we've seen in the world today where 12-year-old children are bringing guns to school, God, we know there's demons that dismantle in this world, God. But, God, we thanking you for the state of Florida. We thanking you, God, for the state of California. We thanking you, Lord, for the state of Georgia. We thanking you, God, for all the seniors, God, those who holding up you, God, those who have paid a price, God. We thanking you this morning, God. We thanking you, great God of Zion. We thanking you, Lord, for the power of the blood, God. We thanking you that saints is still singing, God, and calling on your name, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you this morning for raising us up, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the power in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Thank you, Sister Sheena. God bless you.
Yes, Lord.
So all the way in California, and it's
California.
9 o'clock here, so it's what 6 o'clock there, 6:29, 6:30 there. Thank God for being on with us, pressing your way to get up early. She got on early this morning. Well, I thank God for her. She's a powerful prayer warrior. Sometimes I get on the prayer lines at midnight our time, 9 o'clock their time, but I tell you what. Oh, my God, the prayers, the intercession is great. We thank God. Good morning, Jackie. How you doing? Jackie lives in Jacksonville, Florida. Jackie Travis, how are you?
I'm feeling a little better, Sister G, a little bit better. My voice is getting better.
Thank God.
Yeah, so thank y'all for praying for me. Thank you for praying for me. I appreciate that. Down here just still trying to take care of my senior citizens. And now some that's not so much senior citizens, but I love it.
Amen, amen. What are you going to sing
this
song?
I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. I'm going to give it a try.
Yes.
That's a good old song everybody, my aunt's going to love and I love.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Lord, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Lord, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Jesus, God fixed it. Everything's gonna be alright. Lord Jesus, done fixed it. And everything's gonna be alright. Lord Jesus, done fixed it. And everything's gonna be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Ah, got to fill in. Everything's gonna be alright. Oh, I got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Oh, I got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Right. Cause Jesus God told me everything's gonna be alright. Whoa, Jesus just told me everything's gonna be alright. Oh, Jesus just told me everything's gonna be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Sing it, Margo. Sing it, Margo. Finish singing that.
Amen.
Can you finish singing that for me, Margo?
That was Sister Mother Lou Dow. Hallelujah.
Can you finish singing that for me?
Yes.
Mother Lou Dow, can you finish singing that for me?
Nah.
Yes, ma'am.
Sing some more of that for me.
I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Well, I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Well, it, I got a feeling everything gonna be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Well, done told me everything gonna be alright. Well, Jesus done told me everything gonna be alright. Well, Jesus done told me everything gonna be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, I want to let you all know next week, next Saturday, is Mother Ludell's 96th birthday. So we're going to sing it.
Yay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mother Ludell. Happy birthday to you. We love you. We love you. 96 coming up. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you. Yippee, thank you.
Yippee.
Just pray that I be able to make it.
Yes, Lord.
Just pray that I be able to make it.
Amen.
Yes.
So we're thanking
Jesus.
God this morning. Hallelujah. Thank God for life. Giving you 95 plus years. Woo! 95
plus
years.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
What a blessing.
Thank God
what a
for
blessing.
You.
Thank
oh, my
Jesus.
God. You are
Hallelujah.
Blessed. And we thank God for you. You've been coming on with us
thank
for a few years, and we are so grateful. We love you so much, Ms. Ludell. We love you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
Yes,
I love
Lord.
You
so much, and we're so grateful. In a few more days, 96. Woo! Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
96. 96.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This life that you've given her, Lord. We thank you for the strength in her body. We thank you, Lord God,
you,
for all
yes,
the years,
Lord.
Years. Oh, God, we thank you for the strength in her body. We thank you for she has a right mind. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're grateful for her
yes.
right now, Lord God. She's a blessing to many, Lord God.
All prayers
that she prays.
You,
many days, Lord God. She called me and prayed for me. So I thank
yes.
you for
thank
it, Lord
you, God.
God.
All
thank
right.
you for all the things she's had to go through, oh, God, in the name
yeah.
of Jesus. But, Lord, you have strengthened her on every hand. So we are so grateful that you know Miss Ludell, Lord God. You even know how many hands
yeah.
she has. You birthed her, all those children. Now she has grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So we ask you to bless our family. Draw them even closer together, Lord God. And, Lord, I thank you for the pastor that where she goes to church, Lord God. I thank
right.
you that she's blessing to the whole body of Christ, not just right there in Athens, Georgia, but all over, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you for the years you've given her, Lord. And you didn't
yes,
bring her this far to leave her. Bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. It's time for the workout. Oh, my God. Our friend is going to speak this morning. My friend is a senior citizen. She's saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. She knows and teaches the Word of God in New Orleans. She is a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother, and a great-great-grandmother. She is a woman of God, like the woman in Proverbs 31. She's very, very precious, even more precious than Ruby, Yuri. Her children are rising up and calling her blessed. Her name is Glory Dean Charlotte. Good morning, Glory Dean. How are you? Minister,
good morning. Praise God. Thank you for the word. Thank you. I just enjoy everything, the songs and everything, you know, the prayers of my senior citizen, 90 years old, 96 years old. Praise God. Well, I thank God for being a senior citizen, too, and thank
correct.
God for a program with the senior citizen. I'll be 82 this year. Praise
all
God.
All right.
All the glory and all the praise. But I just want
yes.
to sing those songs. You know, we can take whatever we want and sing it like we want.
Right.
So I like this little part of the song. This young man made the song, but I like this part. And I just want to sing a little short part of it. And go on and speak with the Lord and have it to say. This praise is what I do. Praise is what I do. Praise is what I do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise is what I do.
Yes.
Praise is what we all do. Praise the Lord. Because praise is what God expects from us. He wants us to praise him. He wants us to give him glory. He wants us to give him glorify his name like we're doing already this morning with the songs. We're glorifying God with the songs because God inhabits the praises of his people. And we thank God what he's heard already. He's just so satisfied. God is satisfied. So we just love the Lord, and we give him a hallelujah, all the glory and all the praise. I thank God for the word today, and I thank God for all the prayers, the songs that's gone forth already. But, you know, I just was thinking I could have said this and that and whatever, but God had laid upon my heart to go back as we were children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll tell you, the Holy Spirit is just moving. But when we were children growing up, we went to Sunday school, went to church every Sunday. We were in church every Sunday. So we thank God, and it just kept us as we are now. As we got older, you know, past children and teenagers and a little older and things, we kind of got away from being close to God, you know. But then up down the line, we got back with God. And so that's why we are today as senior citizens. And young folks may be hearing too, but just take a tip from the senior citizens, the older people, you know. Praise God. But I thank God for where we came from, you know, and we're still active today, going to church every Sunday. You know, we learn commitment. You know, today we have to know about commitment. We have to be faithful to God. You know, be committed to whatever you're doing. It doesn't matter if you're working. Be committed to your job. Whatever you're doing in the church, choir, whatever you're doing, be committed. God is looking for us to be committed. He's looking for committed Christians today. Senior citizens, men and women, he's looking for us to be committed. Hallelujah. Until he takes us up with him, praise God. So we just want to give him all the glory and all the praise today. And as we come on, and say, we've gone to different churches. We're not in the same church now. Maybe some people are in the same church. Some children are still following the ways of the parent, you know, still in the same areas. But some of us are not in that area. We have moved, and different things happen. Since Katrina, I have not been in New Orleans where I like to be. I'm on the other side over the river away from New Orleans, but I'm still part of New Orleans. That's my life. But the thing is, we're still serving God, still serving God. He never leaves us. He's our shepherd. He's the bishop. He's the bishop of our souls. Hallelujah. So we're still into God, and we cannot get away from him. Thank God. We are what they call rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to be continually committed. You know, God said he doesn't want us to be wishy-washy. He wants us to be dynamic in him. And that's what we're going to be, dynamic in him and not wishy-washy. Hallelujah. We're not going to live in a haphazard way. We're going to live according to the ways of the Lord as we have been taught through the years, getting saved and learning more in the name of Jesus. So we just thank God for today. And also, as we go forth, we get more into God, you know, different things happen in our lives. And we get, we've got baptized already as children, and we're growing up. And now we have another baptism, which is the Holy Ghost. Now we have the Holy Ghost within us, the Spirit of God that leads us and guides us into all eternal life. So we thank God as the Spirit of God living in us. And with the Spirit of God living in us, the Holy Ghost brings forth what? Power and demonstration in our lives. We've seen miracles happen. We've seen people instantly save anything. There's been so many great things happening, people being healed and today because of the power of God, because of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. You know, I think about years ago when we were children, you know, and it comes back to me, and I always mention this sometimes in church, you know, that they used to say this years ago, let us go where prayer is heard and where mercy can be found. Hallelujah. You know, that always stayed with me. And, you know, I think as I look at it, it could be a sign like that. Put on the churches, put on the houses where we have prayer in the houses, wherever, even in hotels we have prayers. Get a sign that says, let us go where prayer is heard and where mercy can be found. Hallelujah. And where I live, praise God. We want the people to learn. Come on in. The door's open. Prayer's there. Come on and hear the prayers. Come on and receive. Receive the demonstration of the Holy Spirit and see the working of the Holy Ghost. See what the Holy Ghost is all about. Hallelujah. That's the power of God. The power, the demonstration of our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. You want to be healed. You want to be saved. You want the different things in your life to be better. Well, come on into the house of the Lord. Come where prayer can be heard. Come where mercy can be found. Hallelujah. And he told us to come like that. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace. Obtain that mercy. Praise God. Come and get it. The doors are open. The doors are open. Praise God. And we thank God for God, what he's doing in the world today. We'll continue praising him, giving him glory, giving him honor, because God inhabits the praises of his people. He said also in Isaiah 43:21, he said, this people have a form for myself. They shall show forth my praise. God wants to show forth his praises. Hallelujah. That's why I can't vote with praises is what I love to do, you know. Praises is what we all love to do. Praise God. Walk through the house and just start lift our hands up, start saying, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. And you know what? I love that scripture in the Bible that says, because I have the 9 children and so many, I guess about 20 grands, and I got about 38 great ones. But you know what I say all the time, what Joshua said? As for me and my household, we are going to serve the Lord. They may be here, they may be there, but guess what? I have to have that faith. I got to believe by faith that prayers are being answered, and God will answer our prayers, hallelujah, because we are senior citizens. We can never stop praying. Hallelujah. We are grandmothers. We are great-grandmothers, great-great-grandmothers. Hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. We want to continue to praise the Lord and know that as for us and our households, we are going to serve the Lord. We said in Isaiah 54:13, all my children shall be taught of the Lord, and greatness shall be their peace. Hallelujah. Praise God. We just can't stop praying, and we cannot stop praising God. We got to continue to do it and thank him and praising and thanking him and seeing things happening as we praise the Lord. It's like praying and praising at the same time, because while we are praising, we're going to see our prayers being answered. We're going to see our children coming in as they should. Praise you, the Lord. Some are in, but the others got to come in too. Hallelujah. So we continue to pray for them. We continue to bind all the bare powers of hell away from each and every one of them, because you know the devil's still trying to grab them. The devil still wants them to serve him. But you know, you got to tell that devil you're a lie. Say you're a lie. And we demand and command you to get away from our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And not only that, you're going to the place where our children are, going to homes and where young folk are, going to all these homes, saying, get out of these homes. Get away from these marriages. Get away from these young women and men. Be thou removed away from them right now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They don't belong to you. They were created to God, and God they are going to serve. They're not raised to serve you. They're going to serve the Lord thy God. Say you're a liar, and the truth is not in you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're going to continue to pray, and we're going to continue to believe what the Lord thy God has put us on this earth to do. We're going to keep on praising him. We're going to keep on thanking him. We're going to keep on just glorifying him, and we're never going to stop praying. We're never going to stop praising. The Bible says, Luke 18:1, men should always pray and not faint. Praise God. The Bible says, Thessalonians say what? Pray without ceasing. We're not going to stop praying. If you notice it, we cannot stop praying. Look at all that's happening in the world today. But you know something, repentance and forgiveness is very important. As we see all these people, killings and things, and all these shootings and things. But you see, with the love that God wants to have in us, we can't talk bad about them. We got to come to the point where we have to pray for them, that they get saved, even in jail, that they get saved. Because, you see, God is a forgiving God. That's why Jesus died on the cross. He brought that grace for us. Now we can repent and we can forgive. So, you see, that's how we know that God can do the same things for all these prisoners. And we pray, we got to pray for the prisoners, all the young folk that's in these places where they can't, they're doing things that's not of God, you know, their behavior. So we have to pray for them. And, you know, we have to pray for so much that's going on into the world today. We got to pray for this universe. We got to pray for the world. We got to pray for all that's in authority. We got to pray for the President of the United States and the Cabinet. Got to pray for all. We can't stop praying. The Bible says pray for those that are in authority. And not only the President, we say it all over the world. We got to pray for all these leaders all over the world today. Pray for all that's in authority. Hallelujah. Everywhere, all pastors, everywhere where leaders are, praise God, we've got to pray for them, Father God. Everyone that has some kind of position, we have to pray for them. Salvation, 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 in the name of Jesus. Praise
God. Well, I just want to thank you, hallelujah. I just want to thank you, hallelujah, that God gave me a chance to bring forth the word today that we want to come forth. Not so much what I want to come forth. I don't want to bring nothing. I want what God want me to say. I want to bring forth what he say bring forth. And I thank God because I had other little things, but praise God, he just took that away. You're going to speak to what I want you to speak. Hallelujah. We have to give it all to God. When the Holy Ghost is living it up, we have to abide by that Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Spirit of God. That's the Spirit of God. And I just thank you today, and I thank everybody. Just keep on singing the praise of God. Hallelujah, because we have some of the same old songs that we still sing. And we're going to go out with this little light of mine. Oh, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine,
let it shine.
Hallelujah. Well, God bless you, and I love you, and thank you, Sister Aretha, for inviting me. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank God for you, Minister Gloria Dean Charlotte from New Orleans, Louisiana. We thank God for the word that she brought forth, encouraging us as senior citizens, as grandmothers, as mothers, you know, to bring forth, you know, prayer for our children. We got to pray for our children. We got to pray for our grandchildren. And we thank God for you this morning. I have one of my spiritual daughters on this morning. I want her to pray for you a quick prayer. Her name is Sister Angela Dorsalin. She lives in Tampa, Florida. So if you could pray a quick prayer for Minister Gloria Dean, I appreciate it. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Fine. Praise God. I give God the glory.
She's a warrior. She's going to say a quick prayer for you, Gloria Dean.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just give you praise, honor, and glory this morning, Father. We thank you for who you are. Lord, we thank you for the word that went forth this morning, God. We thank you for the speaker, Miss Gloria Dean, Father. We give you praise for her, God. We give you honor and glory for her. Lord, she's a worshiper. She worships you, Father. She loves you so, so much, and she worships you daily, night and day. And she, on her knees, she prays. She prays. She prays for her family, God. She prays for her loved ones. She prays for people she doesn't even know, people walking by in the street. She is praying and praying, God. So, Lord, I thank you that you're going to fill her up as she continues to pour out your spirit that runs through her veins, oh, God. And we just thank you right now, Father, for what you're doing in her life, God. We thank you for the blessings that's coming forth, God. We thank you for the promises that you have promised her, Father. We thank you that you're even answering prayers that she had prayed years ago, even prayers that her mother had prayed for her, God. And they are coming to pass in this season, oh, Father, in your son Jesus' name, God. Lord, you just love her so much as well, God. And, Lord, we thank you for the favor that you have on her life, that she's able to minister to the young women. She's able to minister to the lost women, the women that have lost their way, oh, God. And, Lord, we just thank you for giving her that special gift for women, Father, for giving her that special gift for what she needs right now, Father. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. We thank you for all that you're doing in her life, God, that she's set apart, God. She's set apart for your glory, God. And, Lord, the devil gets so mad when she wakes up in the morning because he knows, here she comes. Here she comes. She's awake. She's up. But, God, we thank you for your spirit, God. We thank you for her having a sweet spirit, God. We thank you for that gentleness that you've given her to deal with people in this world, God, all kinds of people from all walks of life. She's able to give them a word, even the roughest people. She's able to give them a word in due season, oh, God, and they listen to her. They obey what she says because the Spirit of the Lord is on the inside of her. And, Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing. We plead the blood of Jesus over her from the tip of her head to the soles of her feet, God. We thank you that there will be no infirmities in her body right now, Father. Anything that's going to hinder her walk with you, God, we cast it to the pit of hell in which it come from. in your son Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we release a spirit of love in the atmosphere everywhere she goes, God. She'll take that spirit of love with her, the spirit of peace, God, peace that surpasses all understanding. Right now, Father, in your son Jesus' name, and Lord, we thank you that even as she began to talk to young ladies in the street and talk to young men in the street, God, we thank you that your warring angels will go on war before she even gets to them, God. They'll be at work before she even gets to them, Father. In your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that
Amen.
Beautiful prayer. I thank God for Minister Glory Dean. The word went forth. Blessings, blessings, blessings. So thank you for that word encouraging us and your citizens. We love you, Sister Glory Dean.
And I thank God.
Thank you.
I really received the
prayer.
I want
y'all to know that. I'm sorry. Did you say something? Go ahead.
All I want to say, I just received the prayers, and I truly thank the young lady that prayed. Prayer, I receive it all in Jesus' name. And
Amen.
Now I do have to get off the line because I have, you know, we're going to a prayer meeting this morning. So
Amen. Thank the Lord for you. Thank God for you
Amen.
Coming on with us this morning, taking your time. We appreciate you.
Okay. Amen. Love you, love you, love you. Love all of y'all.
Love you too.
Love you too.
All right.
Praise
love y'all. Well, you
okay.
know what? Salvation is a gift. And, you know, many people are given gifts and they don't even receive the gift. Mm-hmm. Many people don't even know that salvation is a gift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it is truly a gift from God.
Oh, yeah.
And so we thank God for the gift of salvation. And we are praying that people who are not saved even on today in Africa, in Australia, in Antarctica, every nation, North America, South America,
oh,
Europe, would be saved today.
Yes,
and let
Lord.
Salvation go forth. Is there anyone on the line who's not saved today? We'll walk you through the plan of salvation.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Lord.
All right. Looks like everybody is saved on here. Well, you know, once you get saved, hold on 1 second. Somebody's pressing one. Hold on 1 second. All right. Good morning. Jackie, that's you, press one. All right.
I was just getting back in the video. Yeah, I was just coming back.
All right, no problem. All righty. But, you know, once we get saved, we can't backslide.
Oh.
You backslide, mud get all over you. So we can't backslide. We got to move forward. We got to run after God every day. We got to say, Lord, I need more of you than I did yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So we got to be cleaned up out the mud when we backslide. Because you know what? I don't know about you, but I don't like mud.
Mm-mm.
I don't like dirt. I don't like filth.
Oh,
I like to stay clean. So you know what? It helps clean us when we get in the Word. Read the Word, study the Word, pray the Word. I teach the children about a song that says, the Bible, I love the Bible.
Go ahead.
I'll read it. I'll study it, and I will obey it. So we got to do all that. Read the Word, study the Word, and obey the Word. Otherwise, you know, we just doing things in vain. Because the more you read the Word, the more you study the Word, the more we begin to look like God. Woo! We look like our Father. People see you in the street and they say, ooh, I know you're a woman of God. Ooh, I know you're a man of God. Because the Word is on the inside of us. Well, we got time for a quick testimony this morning, and then we're going to be going into prayer. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we got two prayer warriors on this morning. For those who have requests, we got Sister Sheena who can pray, and Sister Dorsalyn, Sister Angela Dorsalyn, these prayer warriors this morning. Got Mother Fanny. We got all kinds. Oh, my God, everybody on here. Minister Sister Ludell, just about everybody on here is a prayer warrior this morning. So I thank God. Sister Rutha. Oh, my God, we're all prayer warriors on here.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody have a quick testimony they want to share this morning?
I have one.
All right, Sister Rutha, go ahead.
Okay.
Hello.
Some years ago, I was walking to church to go to Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
I was teaching. I was going to teach Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
And I tripped and fell, and I know that there wasn't anything on the sidewalk that I stumble over. But God allowed the devil to trip me, and I fell. I had on a maxi knit dress. My dress was not torn. The shoes that I had on, you slip your foot in them. My shoes were over in the grass, sitting upright. My patent leather pocketbook was sitting upright on the sidewalk. My shoes were not scarred up. They were like I placed them there, just took them off. My pocketbook was not scarred up. My knit dress was not torn. I had a bruise on my knee. Can you imagine that? Wearing a knit dress, my knee got bruised, but the dress was not torn. And my big toe, I think this was on my left foot, it got a little bruised, but that was all the damage that was done. So I just want to share that with everybody, that even when God allows the devil to trip you up, he can only go so far.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank God for this testimony.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. This is Sister Sheena. I have a testimony that I want to give God the glory for. I had an incident that occurred at work, and I thank God that on Thursday I met with the supervisor, and what came out of our mouth was, you have done an excellent job, with your cases. But I just thank God, what they're trying to put me through, that God is making me a witness. I'm not angry. I don't blame anybody, because I know that God is the author and the finisher of my faith. And I know when he speak a word, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen, because I know 12 years ago when I was sitting in this director's office, and she was asking me, "Well, who was your doctor?" and giving me a hard time, because if you get injured on these jobs, they just give you such a hard time. And I remember the Lord saying, "She's gonna need a lawyer in the courtroom. She's going to need a doctor in the sick room." And the Lord did not let me say anything. And all of a sudden, the position she had, God just took her out of that position and put her somewhere else. And I just know, when people mess with you, you just give God the glory and you just keep on going. And I know the excellence didn't come from me. It came from God. And I just thank and praise Him for what He's going to do. And I just need prayer for him just to dismantle whatever they're trying to do. So I just thank him. I just thank him and praise him for that. That's my testimony.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for the testimonies. I appreciate it. Oh, yes, God is in the business of taking care of his children. He don't leave us nor forsake us. It is prayer time this morning. Oh, we're going to be calling on Sister Sheena and Sister Ruther and Sister Mother Fanny, some more people who can pray this morning. Sister Dorsalyn, Angela, this morning. We're going to need your prayer. So the first prayer target, I'm going to call on Sister Angela. If you could pray. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Somebody was saying something. I didn't know what they're saying. If you could pray for Sister Pastor Donna Hawkins. She's not on this morning. She's a speaker at the Martin Luther King program. But if you could pray, she's a pastor at Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. Pray, concerning her work with the members there and her leadership role and her husband and her grandchildren and however else the Lord leads you, just say a quick prayer. And then after that, Sister Sheena, if you could pray for Sister Jackie. She's the one that she sang that song this morning. I can't even remember right this quick this morning, but anyway, she sang a song this morning, and Mother Liddell was helping her sing it. But anyway, if you could pray for Jackie Travis, she is a caretaker for senior citizens and other people. Pray for her husband, and she has two daughters. So, Angela, we're going to let you go ahead first.
Okay. Oh, dear God, we just want to give you praise this morning, Father. Praise for all that you are to us. Praise to what you are to your children, God, to your daughters, to your sons. Lord, we thank you that we can be better, better daughters, better sons to you, God. Lord, I just lift up your daughter to you, Pastor Donna Hawkins, oh, Father. Lord, I thank you that she has such a sweet spirit, oh, God. Such a sweet spirit, a wonderful woman. A powerful woman of God, Lord. And we just give you praise, honor, and glory. Lord, we thank you that even as she's speaking at the Martin Luther King program, oh God, that it'll be your words coming out of her mouth. It'll be you that's coming through her, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you have set her apart. You have set her up on high for a time such as this, oh Father. Lord, we thank you that the ministry will go to a new level in you, God. The ministry that you have called her to, the ministry that you have called her to pastor, oh Father. Lord, you know all things. You know everything that's going on behind the scenes, oh God. Every dagger that's being thrown her way, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we come up against the devil that will try to deter her from answering the call that you have upon her life, oh God. Lord, we just thank you right now, God. Lord, we bind the naysayers, God, the ones that speak ill words against her, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. They're behind her back, God, just speaking ill things, all kind of stuff about her, God, about her husband and her family, oh, Father. But Lord, we thank you that you'll shut their mouths right now in your son Jesus' mighty name, oh, God. Lord, I thank you for a hedge of protection around her, around the ministry, around her family, oh, God, around her loved ones, God, the ones that she loves so much, Father, the ones that she's on her knees praying for consistently, God, on a consistent basis, oh, Lord. And we thank you that you're delivering her niece, God. You're delivering her out of the pit of hell, Father. You're delivering more of her family members, oh, God, her grandchildren, oh, Father. You're delivering them out of the pit of hell, God. You're delivering them. The enemy just wants to bother her, so he attacks the family, God. But, Lord, we thank you that a family that prays together, a family that sticks close by, God, Lord, and a family that's rooted and grounded in love, a family that's rooted and grounded in you, oh, Father. Lord, I thank you that she knows how to take off her ministry hat when she gets home, and she knows how to be a wife, oh, God, a wife to her husband, Father. And we thank you so much. So many of us women don't know how to do that, God, but you have shown her the way. You have taught her well, God, and we give you praise, Father, and we thank you right now for what she's doing, God. We thank you that she'll be called to young men, God, young men in the workplace, God, young men even on the street, Father, and she will be able to speak a word into their lives that will help them go in the right direction, oh, God. And will help them go to the way they are supposed to be going. If they're going left, she'll help them to go right. If they're going right, she'll help them to go left, God. She'll help them, oh, Father. She'll speak a word into their lives, oh, God. In your son Jesus' name, even the ones that are in her ministry now, Father, she speaks to them, she talks to them, and she teaches them how to treat women, how to treat your daughters, oh, God. In your son Jesus' name, Father, Lord, we thank you for the mantle that's falling upon her life, God. You've given her mantle, God. She has much patience, God, and much fruit is being yielded, God. She yields much fruit, God. So we thank you right now for the anointing you have on her life. We thank you for what you're doing in her, what you're doing in her husband, God, and we thank you that as she preaches the gospel, Lord, your warring angels will war on her behalf, God. And we thank you for a hedge of protection around the family right now, Father, around the family, and peace be still. Peace, God. Peace in the ministry, God. Peace in the church household, Father. Peace in her household, God. In your son Jesus' name, God. And we bind all backlash and retaliation from the enemy that will come in and try to steal the word that is going forth this morning. In your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the mighty name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus cover Sister Jackie Travis, Lord God. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the song she sung, Lord, down through the years, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for bringing her, God, down through these years, Lord God. Father, we thank you for this awesome woman of God, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the move in her life, God, that you're going to do. You're going to promote her, God. You say promotion doesn't come from man. Promotion comes from God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the promotion in her life, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Lord, for her ministry, God, elevating in the anointing of God. Lord, we just come, Lord, we just know, God, this is the time, Lord, for women, Lord. Father, the women of the world are saying, me too. But God, the women of the gospel is saying, forgiveness, and we're crying out to you. The pillars of this world, God, women, God. God, she is a pillar in your kingdom, Lord God. Father, we thanking you, God, for her stature, her exuberant, Lord, that you exalt in her, God. Father, the prayers that she's prayed, God, exalting your word, exalting your people, God. God, you've given her a spirit of exaltation, God. Oh, God, continue to use her mightily, Lord, that in hopes, God, before, Lord, a legacy in her hometown, a legacy throughout this country, God. Father, she's not there for fame, God. She's there because you called her, God. You called her to be great, God. Oh, God, we just thank you this morning, Lord God, for her, God, that she's drawing many women and men and families to God, Lord. God, when she goes to the store, God, that you guard over her. You let her just discern, God, in the spirit, what to say to someone, God. Oh, God, a warring woman, God. A warring woman, God, has just crashed many demons, many devils, God, that has came against her and her family, God. Oh, God, the blood cover her this morning, God, as she go through and fro, God. God, just let your mouth be a presence, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we just know, God, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the message that you have placed down in her, God. God, that is laying dormant, but it shall come to life in the name of Jesus. We just thanking you, Lord, for this great woman of God, her family, God, whatever they lack, God, let her seed come to pass, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. If she cries out for her family, Lord, if she cries out, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you know what they need, Lord. God, bind every sickness out of her body, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Give her better ears, God, stronger eyes, God. Give her strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just bind every ache and pain in her knees, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, whatever is worrying her, God, whatever children is worrying her in her family, God, you deal with them situations, God, in the name of Jesus. We're going to call it done, Lord. Oh, God, just bless our loved one, God, that has been incarcerated, God, in the name of Jesus, wherever they at, niece, nephew, Lord, whoever, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you know, God, you know who they are, God, and but mostly, God, you knew her in her mother's womb, God, in the name of Jesus, and you say it, Lord, great is thy whole faithfulness, God. In the name of Jesus, she's faithful to you, Lord. She loves you, Lord. And she gives. She's a giver, Lord. Even she gives, Lord, when she don't have. Oh, God, you just bless her to be a giver, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, the blood of Jesus, the blood cover her, Lord. Cover her, Lord. Cover her going in and going out. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you bless the Travis family, Lord. Let there be no lack, no need, God, and bind every poverty devil that's trying to lurk around, God. Open up her hands, God, and shower your blessings upon her, God, spiritually, physically, and financially, Lord. You do it, Lord. Emotionally, God. You do it, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you. Handaridia. Sakobaria Sendaridia. Handaridia. Sekobaraba. Shetiridia. Sata. Oh, Ridia. Saya, God. Something she's asking you for, God. God, you grant it to her, God. That you bless her, God. in the name of Jesus, the enemy will be amazed, God. You know what it is, God. She hasn't shared it with no one, God, but you reveal it in prayer, God, that it's going to be done before this month is out in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Question, prayer concerning your job.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, anything else?
Yes. Oh, my marriage and my, I have my little cousin in a hospital with that flu in Lafayette, Louisiana. I want God, she is such an awesome woman of God, and I want, she's really a pillar in the family. And I want God just take me on. She had her fever last night was 111.
My God.
And I also I want to go back to school to get to get my license. I want God to let me know if that's what He want me to do. My therapist license.
Okay.
You know, and He make it plain for me.
Okay. Sister Ruth, are you there?
Yes.
Can you pray for Sister Sheena concerning her job, her marriage, continued education, to be a therapist if that's what God wants, and healing for her cousin that's in the hospital in Louisiana?
Okay. Lord God, we come in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Asking of a God that said that He was able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. And Lord God, you know that it is your will for us to have life and to have it more abundantly. So Lord God, we come on behalf of Sister Sheena that you would bless her on her job and show her great favor. That you, Lord God, would open the door for her to be a therapist. Not just any old therapist, but a God-fearing therapist. Father God, and we pray for her cousin with that 111 fever that ain't nothing too hard for God. And just like you feel me of the flu, I know you have no respect for a person. So I thank you for healing her and for making her whole in her body. Father God, we pray for her family, for her marriage, Lord God, that it will be better than ever before. Father God, we pray that you will order her footsteps, that you will lead her in the direction that you will have her to go. Let her know, Lord God, that her steps are being ordered by the Lord, that no matter how minor it may seem or how insignificant it may seem, she is being led by the Spirit. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for a God that's able to meet needs. We thank you that the hairs on her head are numbered. That's because she's precious to God. Let her know, Lord God, that you move men for her sake. You take lives for her because she's precious to God. Father God, and because your word says, touch not my anointed and do my servant no harm. So we know, Lord God, that the favor of God is on her life, Lord God. And when they mess with her, they ain't just messing with just any old body, but they are messing with the child of God. So in Jesus' name, we claim the victory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody else need prayer?
Thank you.
Anybody else need prayer? Thank you all so much for the prayers that have gone forth. Anybody else need prayer?
I need prayer. This is Angela. I need prayer for healing in my body.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
I'll pray for her.
Thank you.
All right, who's that?
Lord God, we come to pray for Sister Angela for healing in her body. You said with your stripes, we are healed. Lord God, as you said, you're not a man that you should lie. not a son of man that you should repent. You don't have to repent for anything that you said. You are God. And if you said it, so it is. So, Lord God, we thank you that when you sent the word down 42 generations, it could return unto you, Lord. It had to accomplish that which you pleased. And it pleased you for us to be healed with his stripes. Thank you, Father. And, Lord God, it had to prosper. So, Lord God, because it had to prosper, Sister Angela isn't just healed, but she's made whole. But when the word said it was finished, everything concerning us was finished. So, Lord God, be it unto her according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you so much.
Sister G?
Yes.
Sister G?
Yeah, yes.
The Lord, I just want to pray for you before the Lord just led you up on my heart to pray for you.
Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for this woman, awesome woman of God. Father, we just thank you this morning, God, for her having this program, God, and just bringing the seniors on this morning, God. Father, you see our heart, God. Father, just continue to give her clarity in her mind, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just tag the enemy that's trying to come up against her thoughts, come up against her creativity, Lord. And, Father, we just asking you, Lord, for a financial blessing, Lord, that she can just work her play, God. And, God, you just continue, God, just to bless her, Lord. Bless her body, God. Bless her eyes, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Just touch, Lord. Continue to give her the strength that she needs to do the things that you call her to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, when the enemy come up against her, God, you put up a standard. You let him know, God, that she is your servant, God. And, God, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper because, God, she is your servant, God. In the name of Jesus, bless her program. Bless whatever she has, God. And, God, whatever she put her mind on, you give it, God. And, Father, you give her, God, the spirit to continue to write that book, God, and you let it become a household name in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray till the devil take his hands off. We're going to pray that she just go forward, God, that she come from behind, God. She come from the secret closet, God, and go out front, but you have hidden her for such a time as this, God. Great is thy name. Great is thy faithfulness in the name of Jesus, and she shall not want. The Lord is her shepherd, and she shall not want. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Sister Sheena. I appreciate that prayer. Oh, my God. Awesome prayer. Receive it in Jesus' name. Mother Fanny, you still on? Mother Fanny?
And who's the lady that just prayed for us? Was that Mother Fanny?
No, that was Sister Rutha. I wanted
Sister
to
Rutha.
Know if, Sister Rutha. Can
Is
someone
Sister
pray
Rutha
for Mother Ludell?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's still on.
Father
but hold
God.
Up. Hold
okay.
on, hold up. Hold up.
Mother Ludell, okay.
Mother Ludell, you still there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
ma'am.
Can someone pray for her, and then you can pray for Sister Ruth and Sister Sheena.
Okay. Well, I just want to tell Sister Ludell that God is pleased with her. Is that the one 96 years old?
Yes, ma'am.
Going to be 96. God, you have been so good in God's kingdom.
Yes.
And the glory of the Lord is all around you, and you're gonna make it. You're gonna make it. I speak it prophetically. God, we have more years coming in Jesus' name and in a sound mind. That's all I have to say.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you.
My aunt lived to be 100, and you on your way to be 100.
Hopefully. Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to say a quick prayer for Ms. Ludell. We're going to be going off soon. Anybody want to say a quick prayer for Ms. Ludell?
For God,
I'll pray
in the name of Jesus. Okay, go ahead.
No, you started. Go ahead.
Oh, in the name of Jesus, Sister Liddell, Lord God, we're just asking you to bless her, Lord, wherever she is, God. God, just keep her whole. God, keep her mind stayed on you. You said her mind stayed on you is in perfect peace. And God, we just thanking you, Lord, for her coming on. We thanking you, Lord, for whatever she's trying to do, God, that you strengthen her, God. And just keep her close to you, Lord. Keep her on the battlefield, Lord. We're not going to give up, Lord. Your warrior, your teacher, your preacher, your evangelist. In Jesus' name we pray, God, almighty God, that your hands be upon her, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, darling.
Amen.
Thank you. May Sister God
Ruth,
bless you too.
Sister Ruth, you wanted to pray for Mother Liddell too?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have preserved her all these years. And Lord
thank
God,
you.
We just ask you to continue to preserve her and to keep her from all evil. We thank you, Lord God, that the word of God has abided in her heart all these years. Lord God, we thank you that it comes up out of her rivers of living water. We thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom that she has, Lord God. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that you order her steps and that you keep her from falling. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that the angels of God are her hedge of protection. And Lord God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that goes with her everywhere that she goes. Lord God, we thank you for the light that's on the inside of her, where she is the carrier of the Holy Ghost. And all these years, Lord God, she has carried the Holy Ghost with her. Father God, we thank you that her light shines everywhere that she goes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much,
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else need prayer before we close out?
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I thank God for each of you all. It is closing time on Bible Storyland. Next Saturday will be Family Day. I look forward to seeing all of you all on with us on Bible Storyland. I love you so much. You already know God loves you even more than I have the capacity to do so. So I say to each of you, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give him high praises daily.
Amen.
Just be down and begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Glory
Lord.
Glory be to God. Thank you.
Thank you.